We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the
day. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning, and our guest is Jason Mung. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can comment on the Facebook post, or you can send it to our Facebook page Messenger, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and I'll do my best to get that uploaded shortly after the program has ended. Our Facebook sponsor for today is Grant's Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items. Please like, share, and comment to let us know you're joining us, even if it's the replay. I think I got it all.
All right.
Would you like to pray to start us out?
You bet. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, we just thank you that you woke
pause.
Us up.
Sorry.
Oh, you good?
Your microphone died.
Sorry.
Your energy just zapped that.
Charger.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties. Okay, now, take two. Would you like to pray to start us out?
Let's do it. Again, Father, we just thank you for the day that you woke us up. This is the day that you've made. And so, Father, we are going to rejoice. We're going to be glad in it. Father, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit who is leading and guiding this conversation today, this teaching today, that whatever you have to say, Father, we just welcome that. And I just say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I like your title, Faith in God.
Yeah. This is, I like it too. This is the moment that I need it more than ever. So it was kind of funny. I got a text, you know, just this weekend to say, hey, can you show up Monday? I'm like, yeah. So I started looking at some stuff, you know, just kind of, I was even looking over what God has been talking through our home group on Wednesday nights. And God's even been moving me into kind of some different ways. Where before it was more so I would start at a chapter and we would just read through it and Holy Spirit would speak, and that was kind of the way it was done. But then it's kind of transitioned a little bit into him giving me some different direction and me actually getting in and taking some notes on some things and writing some references down. And that's honestly for a long time has been outside of my box. I really haven't built, you know, messages in that way or whatever. And so then, you know, again, I was kind of looking at some stuff last night. I got up again this morning, and it's like blank. Like, just blank, you know? And I'm like, you know, I just kept telling God, like, I want the word that you have for right now. You know, I don't want to go grab something old and try to pull it in. I want to say what you have to speak this day. And even this morning, I got up just kind of, again, what are we going to talk about? And I said, you know what? I'm just going to go jump in the shower, going to put on some praise music. I'm just going to worship the Father. You know, I'm going to do that and just expecting any time, any minute, you know, God's just going to give me something. And show up here, open the door. What's my title? Faith in God, because that's what I'm relying on right here, right now. So I just thought, you know, I'm just going to kind of share the story of what God has been doing in my life, kind of what he's been talking to me about. On a personal level, and some of that is this right here, a faith. Give me just pause for a minute for
no,
you.
You're good. You're okay. Good to go. Sorry, we're my going. Microphone died.
Oh, you're good. So with that, I'm just going to kind of share my journey over the last year, having faith in God and kind of what that's looked like. And hopefully in that will bring encouragement. I do want to go to a scripture real quick because it was funny. I opened my iPad and This is where it was at, right here. 2 Corinthians 1. So I'm going to read this real quick, and then I'm going to continue on. So in 2 Corinthians 1, and I'm going to start here at verse 3, it says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with comfort through Christ. Mm. And I thought, are you kidding me? You know, like, wow. Because, like, walking in faith in Christ isn't, it isn't always knowing. And you know, I know a lot of times there's even a misconception when you look at leadership or people that walk in pastoral roles or apostleship or evangelists, you know, the fivefold ministry gifts, anybody that's in leadership, you know, there's sometimes this misconception that our lives are different than anyone else's, and they're not.
Right.
You know, they're not any different than anybody else's. We are just as human. We have the same struggles that anybody else does too. So in that, I just thought, you know, again, God, I'm showing up here this morning, and this is a moment that I'm just relying on you. I'm relying on your Holy Spirit. And what's so funny, I just did a teaching on a men's seminar this weekend of knowing that when we speak, it's the Holy Spirit that speaks, you know, like that's who speaks. But yet, even in the moment this morning before we show up, I'm sitting here in this kind of wrestling match of, you know, I want to bring the word of God. I want to bring what the Lord has to say today. But then the other part of me in the flesh nature is just like saying, hey, man, like you got something prepared. You know, you're kind of walking in here blind, and I know the truth of the word, you mm-hmm. know, and that's what's so important. And that's, I think, is going to be the message we're going to get across today, is how important it is to get into the word, to know the truth, so that no matter what steps up in front of you or shows up in your face, you have a foundation already laid that you're standing on, right? And in that place, God is always going to show up. And you know, like I said in that title, having faith in God in those moments, that even when I don't figure it out, when I can't lean, and you know, the word instructs us that lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God. And it's like, this is a moment more so than usual. I'm leaning on God, because in my understanding in this moment and in this morning, like, I'm just kind of here, you know, and I'm like, okay, Holy Spirit, so I know your truth, speak it through me. And so I'm just going to kind of share my journey over the last couple of this last year. And this has kind of been the moment where God has catapulted me from the marketplace or the workforce now into a full-time ministry, you know, and what that has looked like for me, what it's looked like for my family. So everybody, you know, if you've been around Elk City, I've had a sign company for 16 years in town. I closed this down in December of 2022, was the last month that I was in business. So, you know, there's a lot of people that know who I am, and they've always known me as the sign guy. You know, that's who I've been for most people in town. But I've always, even in my sign business, you know, it was always a place of ministry, because I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, we've talked about that when I've been on here on this podcast, is that even you may have a job, it doesn't matter what you do, when you say yes to Christ, you're called into ministry in your life, right? And what I've seen now is kind of a shift going from just being a Christian into answering a call that I see God has put in my life into a fivefold ministry setting, where it is a leadership role, and God has called me out of that. So kind of what that looked like for me was just walking with Christ over the years. Even my sign shop, you know, I always had a couch that was in there, and people would come in and they would sit on that couch and just share their heart, you know? And sometimes it was encouragement, and sometimes it was just the expression of their heart of things that they were going through, hard times, you know? And that's what I love about this scripture right here is when you spend time with God and just allowing him to comfort you, then that then allows your life to give back and comfort others in that place. And you never know when that's going to arise, you know? And so I find it super exciting. I'm an adrenaline junkie. I'm a guy that likes to live on the edge anyway. So like, this is right up my alley, walking in here, not knowing, because I know without God, this hour wouldn't even happen. You know, like it wouldn't happen. And that's exciting to me. And I know that can also bring people into fear, you know, but that's why it's so important to get into the Word of God again, to set a foundation under you so that when things are shaken or when things aren't as you thought they might be, that your foundation is still firm, right? I should always be ready to share my hope, you know, and that being inside of me. So it doesn't matter, you know, whether it's a podcast, whether it's talking to somebody at Walmart, whether it's a guy coming in your business or whatever, it doesn't matter. God always has a message for you to speak. He always has encouragement for you to share. He always has love for you to give in those moments. And so just recognizing that, it's faith. Mm-hmm. It's a trust, you know. And the simplicity of the definition of faith is it's just trusting God. Just trusting Him. That I can go in here and plop down without a thing in my mind and know that He has something that He's going to deliver that's going to bring encouragement to someone's life today, that's going to shift someone's life today in a way that will bring them into a positive place in relationship with God. So, continuing on. That's where we're at this morning. This is just being raw and real in this moment. December 2022, God had kind of been speaking to me over a couple of years that a change was coming. I didn't know what that looked like. He wasn't giving me, you know, the layout. We would all love that. The guy would just say, here's exactly what's coming. So, you know, be prepared, because he knows what would happen is we would get our own plans involved. We would start writing the script, you know, and taking control of that situation so we could be in control of the situation. Mm-hmm. And, that's definitely not who God is. As a matter of fact, oftentimes is my experience. He gives me just what I need, just when I need it. You know, there's not too much heads up. But in this situation, he was kind of giving me a heads up. Probably 4 to 5 years, even before that happened, he was kind of giving me a heads up that there was something that was going to shift. And I didn't know what that looked like, you know. So what I did with that is just I began to pray into that and just thank God that, you know, I see His plan and His purpose for my life according to the Word. I'm doing the best that I know how to do here. You know, as the Word says, as a man plans his ways, God directs his steps. So that's how I would just walk every day. Just I would get up. We're going to do today, you know, and we're going to go in and I have a company. We're going to go run it. We're going to get the jobs done. And it didn't matter what the revenue looked like because, you know, it would do this. Everybody, you know, lives in this area know that this local economy relies highly on the oil field. And so when it's good, business is good for everybody. When it's not, well, business is not good for everybody in some places, you know. But even outside of those things that happen in the natural, trusting and having faith in God in those moments to know that He's your caretaker, He's your provider, He's your giver. And, you know, even over the years of having the sign company, I always said this was God's coming. Even the way that it came to me was just a huge blessing. And I think I've shared that here before, but it was just a huge blessing in the way that my company came to me. And I always said, this is God's, you know, this was God's company. And I will operate this business in a way that brings honor and glory to Him in that way. And I tried to do that in the best of my ability. But He just, like, He showed up in ways that just blew my mind. Because, again, just working in my company, people coming in and just getting to drop the work and just pray with somebody, you know, in a situation, encourage them in that way. Because work's always going to be there. You know, it never going to go away. There's always something to do. But those opportunities, we must take advantage of those right here, right now. Because it's a moment where heaven can meet earth if we will just allow God to do that through our lives, you know, and not make other things or the things of this world more important. And what I've learned along the way is, you know, like those scriptures that say to be in this world and not of it, it's like they are becoming so more alive, you know, and realizing the greater truth, a deeper revelation of what those things mean. You know, even the like those scriptures that have become so cliche because we've thrown them over everything. We use them in application of everything. I can do all things through Christ and strengthens me. You know, Philippians 4:13. Like we've heard that, seen that so much, it's almost lost its power if you don't see the true power. That's the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So there are moments that, like now, like I can do this. Why? Because there's a Christ, there's God that lives inside of me that will empower me in this moment to bring forth His will and His purpose in this situation, no matter if this thing understands or not, you know? And so kind of looking at that in my company, for me personally, on that personal level, kind of things I've shared was, that was kind of, it was easier, you know? It was easier for me to do that on a personal level because it just affects me, you know? But then when it talks about my company, You know, I'm the father. I'm the provider for my family. And so to look at, well, now I'm not going to be having this business anymore. Like, what's that going to look like? You know, of course, those are all the questions that I started asking myself, because it became more clear to me as time continued on that Forerunner was coming to a close, you know. And then he started giving me desires of my heart of what was coming next. But then again, I'm still in the, you know, both of those things on the scales at the same time. Like, what is this going to look like? You know, I'm not really sure, but I trust you. You know, I know who you are. I can even look through my life over my entire life, honestly, and just see that God has showed up every time he's needed me. And, you know, there's a song that the words in the song say that you've never failed me yet, mm-hmm. you know. And if that's not more true in my life, you know, and I know every Christian, like, when you get that perspective, it's like, yeah, even you can look back and see some of the hardest things you've ever went through. And then you're thinking, but you didn't fail me, yeah. because I'm here today. Yeah. You know, you didn't fail me, God. And so there had been some pretty big milestones in my life, some pretty big things that have happened in my life that I could look back and say, not one time did you fail me. Not one time did I fall on my face where I didn't get picked back up, or you strengthened me to get back up in those places, you know. And so that was a foundation that I was kind of talking about earlier, the foundation that was set in me. So God just talking to me about that, you know, we're going to walk away from this business. We're going to close it down. And so, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, what about selling it? You know, what does all that look like? And just seeking God. And even in that place, didn't get a real clear answer. So I just kind of kept playing in my ways, you know, knowing that he's going to direct my steps and wherever that takes me. And in honesty and transparency, even with my wife, that wasn't an easy journey. You know, that was just some things that we had to just kind of journey together and work out some of those things together, and trusting God to bring or maintain peace in our home, you know, and in our relationship. And to be honest, we lost it at times. And again, you know, that's what I want to present to people, just to know that your leadership, your pastors, your teachers, those people that walk in church leadership, I want you to understand how important it is to pray over those people, to lift them up. And, you know, we see that instruction according to the word. I've did some teachings on prayer. Those are on my Rumble channel here recently. But prayer, I see, has been warped into this kind of genie in a bottle thing where we're just asking God about all the things that I need, and that's about it. But we see so much more instruction through the word that Paul continually reminds us to pray for one another, you know, and he even encouraged people, pray for me, you know, because he knows the things that he is facing. We are in a spiritual battle. You know, that's what we talked about last time I was here. It's a spiritual warfare that's constantly going on, and it will continue on until the day that this earth is ended, until finality, when Jesus returns. That spiritual battle will continue on until he comes and finishes it, you know? And I guess the kind of way I look at that is there are a lot of battles along the way, but God wins the war in the end. The whole thing's over. He finishes. It's done, right? We win. Right. So that's where we function from. Victory, victory, victory. So even in these places where we just don't feel like we have clear direction or whatever, trust and know that God is moving. It's not about your feelings. It's not about your understanding. It's not about those things. There's a greater truth, and that's the Word of God and the Holy Spirit inside of you to lead and to guide your life. And if you will just lean into that, I'm telling you, you'll have more of those stories where you can look back and say, he never failed me yet. You know, and I don't even like the yet. Like, I'm tossing the yet because I know he never will. Not he never will fail me, because he never has failed me. And so I know that's who God is in my life, and that excites me. And so that's where I'm sharing from today. So just from my personal experience, again, we walked through closing the doors, and now I'm 14 months on the other side of doing that. And to see what God has done in this moment, you know, I've just kind of picked up odd jobs, do some mowing, the blessings that people bring to my life. Just follow the instruction of the word. You know, the word is clear. If people feed into your life in that way, then bless them from what you have. And God has used the body of Christ in that way. And I'm telling you, it's so humbling. It's so humbling to see how God just uses people to bring blessing to your life. And he has provided for my family, you know. And again, like I was mentioning, that's easy for me. And it takes me back. It reminded me of the story of Abraham and Isaac. You know, when Abraham was told to do things, he responded well. You know, like, yes, God. When God gave him instruction, he was like, yes, I'll do this. And then God says, okay, now take your son and go up to that altar and take his life. You know, and I thought, wow, I can't imagine what that would feel like for God to tell you to take your son's life. But even again, looking at the heart of Abraham, he said, he knew that God would provide a sacrifice, you know, but yet he still walked in obedience to something that looked contrary to his mind, you know. And I can't imagine what that journey looked like, him and his son, you know, and knowing, you know, his son's asking, well, where's our sacrifice? And Abraham's thinking, he's right here, you know.
How old was his son?
I don't know what his age was at that time. I don't remember.
He wasn't a little child, though, right?
No,
wasn't
no, he not grown? Little. Yeah, he was grown, right?
So that, yeah, that not would a baby. Be interesting.
He
walk.
Wasn't caring about. Yeah, you know, like they were having conversation up this mountain, and kind of what God has shown me even through that story, you know, in this time where I have just I've walked away from a system of men. You know, the way that we see it in the world of the it's about a job that provides. It's about the man that does that thing, you know. And it's like, you know, the more I get into the truth of the word, this system that we've seen in the world, it's a man system. It's not God's system, because the word says that he's the provider. It doesn't say the man's the provider.
Right.
You know, we're given instruction that if we don't feed our family, we must take care of those things. And like I said, in this 14-month span, now that I haven't had my own company anymore, like, you know, God has provided jobs. You know, I get to mow people's lawns or go help out do something. And, you know, people bless me in return for that. And God always provides in that way. But it's like it took the ball out of my court and put it into his. And that's kind of what I seen with Abraham. And for me, it was like, again, it was easy for me to make those decisions for my life. Like, yeah, I'm in. But then when I had to close the doors to my company in obedience to God, like, that affects my family, you know? Like, that's the provision for my family. That's what puts food on our table. That's what put clothes on my children's back, you know? Like, that was what had been my supply for so long. And God was really teaching me. And it wasn't just, you know, I got it that quick. I didn't. I'm still learning in this process, but 14 months on the other side of that without having a day-to-day, you know, I know that I'm going to get up and got to show up, you know, type day. But again, seeing more of scripture in my life on a day, it says, get up and do today and I'll provide for you today. And it's like, wow, that is more real in my life today than it has ever been in my life. And that has done nothing but build my faith in God for moments like today. When I, you know, when I show up and I'm like, okay, God, here we go. Where are we going? But trusting and knowing that he has something to say, that he has an encouragement to speak to people. And, you know, to me, again, this is, you know, it's a moment of vulnerability to show, like, even those that God calls into leadership roles, we don't have it all figured out.
Right.
You know, we don't have all the answers. It's not any easier for us than it is for when I wasn't in that. You know, it is still a faith walk in Christ, a trusting in God. And that is something that we're all called to as children of God. You know, there is, God is no respecter of men or of person. And, you know, what we do in the natural, we're the ones that do all that. We're the ones that want to put title and rank and, you know, do all that stuff. But that's not true according to the word of God. As a matter of fact, he even cancels out. There's no such thing as a man or a woman or a Jew or a Gentile or a slave or a free. Like, we're all the same, and he loves us all the same in that way. But there is a calling that he puts on each of our lives, and that's unique and individual. And I think that's awesome. That's something to be celebrated. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not something to compare one to the other and say, well, I wish, or, you know, to covet things that other people are walking in or have. Like, that's not proper. You know, accept what God has called you to, because when you accept that, you will walk in the blessing of that. But if you're always looking outside of where God has called you, you can't rest in peace and faith in what God has called you to and fulfill its purpose, you know? And each one of us have a different purpose in that way. And if you don't know what that is, my encouragement for you today is seek that, you know, as his word says, ask and keep on asking. Seek, keep on seeking. Knock, and keep on knocking until you get those answers, because you will. I promise. You know, and it won't come in your timing, but it'll come in God's timing, and God's timing is always perfect. This is a great time for a break.
Okay. We do have a few prayer requests. Joe and Neva are traveling to see the cardiologist in Oklahoma City. They're hoping he can give answers and solutions on why Joe's leg is continuing to swell. We have an unspoken request for the Williams family and an unspoken request for Monica and her family.
Okay. I'll pray with you. So, Father, we just thank you for, I think, what you've already done in Joe's life. Father, I see his testimony living loud, just his life. Father, I thank you for what you've been doing in his life. But, Father, we need some more solutions. We need more answers to prayer. So, Father, I just ask today in the name of Jesus that you would just move on his behalf, Father. We see, according to your word, that you died on the cross for our salvations, but you also took the beating beforehand on your back, Father, that you could heal our bodies. And so, Father, we come in faith and agreement with, I know there are so many people that have been praying for them, and we just lift them up today, the Pyatt family, God, that you would just move on Joe's behalf today, Father, and that supernatural healing would come to his body in Jesus' name. And, Father, for the Williams and Monica's family, Father, we just lift them up. And Father, you know the details of the situations that they are going through greater than anybody else. And so, Father, I just ask that you would move on their behalf. Father, every person that's involved in whatever the situations that are going on, Father, I just pray that you would move in. Father, I thank you for a peace that you can give that passes all our understanding. And, Father, I just thank you that you answer our prayers. As we see according to your word, Father, that if we ask anything in accordance with your will, Father, your answer is yes and amen. So, Father, I just thank you for that. And thank you for just leading them. And, Father, again, some of the scriptures we've talked about today is, as a man plans his ways, God, you are directing our steps. And sometimes even in those moments, that's outside of the understanding of our mind, just because even in circumstance, man, our mind's kind of distracted in that place, but our spirit never is, Father. And I thank you for that. So I thank you that in these situations today, God, you are moving supernaturally, Father, that your will is invading every one of these situations in Jesus' name.
Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.